Okay, so joined here now by Matt McLean on the eve of the Connolly Motors West of Ireland Championship. Early start tomorrow, Matt, but you're out there with TJ and Hugh. Great grouping.
Yeah, it should be fun, yeah. we all have a bit of slagging between the three of us, I'm sure. But very early, yeah, so 7:50, get to bed pretty early tonight, and I wouldn't say there'd be too many balls hit in the morning. Tomorrow, a few chips and a few putts, and away we go.
Yeah. It's going to be cold. Probably we don't know what the weather's going to be like just yet. We can always changeable around here. But you're out there for a practice round today. How's the course shaping up?
Course is good. Yeah, greens are rolling nice today, so I think they're going to get a bit faster tomorrow probably. Course is pretty soft, but the amount of rain obviously all of Ireland's had over the winter, and obviously being a few weeks early as well this year for the tournament. So by all accounts, the course is looking very good. So rough is down, so you know, if there's a bit of decent weather, I'm sure there's going to be a few decent scores.
Yeah. How is your own game shaping up? Have you been playing a lot this year so far?
I really haven't played a lot in the past few months, and I just sort of took a bit of a break from golf, just going back to work over the winter. So this is sort of the start of it. I've got the golf clubs out and first tournament round in, you know, since October last year, so we'll see how we get on. I'm sure we'll find your feet somewhere at some point throughout the tournament.
Yeah, of course, you missed last year's tournament. You were otherwise engaged. So last year, for anybody listening who somehow isn't aware of this, last year you played at the Masters, you mm-hmm. played at the US Open at LA Country Club, and then you also played at the Walker Cup at St Andrews. As bucket list years go, it can't really get much better than that, can it?
Yeah, it's not bad. Plus, you know, Ross's point for the West as well here, so that's a great way to start the year as well. But yeah, all joking aside, yeah, it was obviously a great year. Those three tournaments were obviously highlights, and you know, played USAM as well for the first time, which was great. So Western, there was loads of events last year that I was, you know, lucky to be a part of. But obviously, Masters and US Open World Cup were standout weeks. So yeah, just really enjoyed all three of them. Play better in a couple of them than one other one, but it's all part of the experience and you know how you get on those tournaments. So yeah, it was a great experience last year, and obviously hoping this year it's going to be a bit of a different diary this year than it was last year, but still plenty to play for this year, and you know, things that you can achieve.
Yeah, so obviously you got off to the dream start at the Masters. Your name was top of the leaderboard for a little while. For starters, I'm sure you must have a picture somewhere. Somebody's got a picture of a leaderboard with you in the foreground or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I got a few messages on Instagram, a few screenshots sent pretty early. It was probably when I was out in the course, actually. Yeah. My phone was on silent, but they were probably getting the phone was just buzzing all the way around the first round of the on the Thursday. So, yeah, I've got a photo of that hung up, hidden somewhere in the house. It's not front and center, but. Cool memory, definitely.
Yeah, so what were the nerves like on the first tee there?
Yeah, honestly, it wasn't too bad. I played the course a few times already, so you got that sort of that nervy feeling out of the way just by playing the golf course, and played a bit on the Sunday, and there was a decent crowd there, and Monday morning played with Laurie and Parr. And that was, yeah, hit a big right off the first tee, and that was a bit of a nervy moment. And then thankfully that was the most nervous moment I had of the week, was the Monday morning, where it didn't really matter where you hit the golf ball. So Thursday morning I felt pretty good. I was probably just sort of trying to not think about it as much as possible, to the extent where I nearly teed off the first with an AirPod in my ear. Actually, it was just blanking out everything, and Caddy just gave me a wee nudge and said, you know, take the AirPod out there before you hit the tee shot. So yeah, I was just trying to blank everything out in that stage, and then after that just really trying to enjoy it. And it's a pretty, you can be pretty relaxed just because you're there to enjoy yourself for the week, and you know, there's nothing bad that can happen really coming out of it. So surprisingly calm on the first day.
Yeah, did you I remember I was talking to you probably a couple of weeks earlier than this last year. You said the plan was maybe to spend a night in the crow's nest and mm-hmm. then stay elsewhere. Is that the way it panned out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we rented a house. My family and a few family friends, girlfriend came over for the week. So we rented a house about 10 minutes away. And then on the Monday night, I just stayed in the crow's nest for that one night. So it was a great experience. lovely, you know, it's a lovely place. It's the way they sort of, the way you're treated and everything while you're there. So you just have the clubhouse to yourself for the evening. So lovely freedom of having that sort of clubhouse to yourself. And yeah, very comfortable beds as well.
I think Tiger spoke before about getting up in the middle of the night and going, maybe going down to the bathroom or going somewhere and taking a wrong turn and ending up in the champions locker room.
Yeah.
You didn't chance that one yourself?
We went down, not in the middle of the night. I slept quite well. Now, once I go to sleep, that's me. I'll not wake up until the alarm goes off. But we were down about 10 or maybe 11 o'clock at night, half 11 at night, just walking about the clubhouse. Everything's unlocked, so you can walk wherever you want, really. And just had a walk outside, and you know, I've seen pitch black in nights, and there's no one else there. It's a pretty cool experience, but yeah, you could pretty much go wherever you wanted if you desired.
Yeah, excellent. So moving on then, the US Open. What was the experience at Delhi Country Club like?
It was great. It was a very different week. It was much more. It felt like it was much more of like an entertainment week as opposed to just purely golf. But the course was great, golf course, very, very difficult golf course. It was rough, was as bad as I've ever played anywhere, and the greens were 14, 15 probably on the stimp. So playing, it was a very difficult golf course. Some of the pros made it look a lot easier than what it was. But it was really, really good fun all week. Obviously, it was a bit more centrally located to a city, so a bit of stuff to do outside of the golf, and you know, go out and some nice restaurants and cool experiences and things like that. Yeah, you're treated really well. Great tournament, you know, everything's run perfectly. You know, they can't do enough for you when you're out there. So it's yeah, a really cool week to play. I just did, that was the sort of the one week I just didn't play very well that week, unfortunately. But yeah, it was still a very enjoyable week all around, and a cool thing to get to experience.
And then as it was the last of the three main highlights of the year, so as you pointed out, there were plenty of other highlights, but I mean, a Walker Cup at St Andrews, the home of golf. The Walker Cup is the pinnacle, really, of most amateur careers. Or what was that like?
Yeah, again, a very different experience to the first two I mentioned there, but in some ways probably, you know, the most enjoyable. Playing with guys that you've, you know, played with obviously the past couple of years and get very, you know, friendly with as well. So it was quite cool. You were playing there as the main attraction, if you like, whereas if you go to, you know, the majors, there's obviously other guys that the crowds are there for. So it was cool to be there as the sort of, you know, the guys that people are coming to watch. So felt, you know, the crowds felt big. I would say the crowds that week felt as big as the other 2 weeks together, you know, or the Masters of the US Open, just because there was, I think, between 6,000 and 8,000 people, but there was only four matches on the golf course.
Yeah.
So everyone was just, you know, divided out following those matches.
And because everybody, all the crowd can get in real close to you.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no ropes as well. So, you know, they were right on top of you. So if you were coming down one of the last matches, then everyone was gathered there and they were directly behind you, and then, you know, all the way up the fairways as well. So yeah, in some ways the crowd really were more in your face probably at the Walker Cup, which was great because obviously they were on our side, and you know, we were sort of taking a bit of energy from that, and obviously gave it a good run after the first day, and unfortunately obviously came up a bit short on the Sunday, but we were, you know, right in the mix there up until quite late on the back nine there. So yeah, obviously the really disappointing part was the, you know, obviously the result at the end of it, but again, you know, you got to take into consideration the teams that are playing against each other, and the caliber of the American team was unbelievable. So I think at the start the questions were very different, you know, towards us. We were asked, do we have any chance against this team or not? So it's very quickly turned around people's opinions when you're, you know, actually in the lead with 9 holes to go. So it was a great week. Yeah, we couldn't really ask for any more from. The R&A were unbelievable in terms of setup, and anything you wanted, you got. And yeah, literally the only thing would have been the final result on the Sunday afternoon.
So does that whet your appetite to try and get back there again? And I suppose in 18 months now, or is there turning professional in the future?
Yeah, I mean, obviously playing one, then, you know, you would love to play another one. You'd wish you could play it every year. Obviously very very difficult team to make is the one issue with that, but if you can make the team, then you know obviously you'd want to play it as many times as you can, because it's a great experience. And obviously the next one in 25 is over in Cypress Point in California, which you know is an incredible place. So yeah,
and
you're
Lahinch,
and then of course yeah, Lahinch is the 26th straight after. So
yeah,
100%. If you're still amateur, you would you know really love to play those events. I'm going to play this year, and then I'll play Q School at the end of this year, and I'll see how that goes. If I obviously get a good result out of that and play a bit of good golf there and have an opportunity, then I wouldn't sort of be opposed to taking the chance and turning then. But that's the only way I'll turn is a good result through Q School, pretty much.
Yeah, and so is the USAM. You get straight into that again this year?
Yeah, we get four years exemption after World Cup for USAM. So I'll go over and play USAM. We've obviously got the amateur in Ballyliffin this year,
yeah,
in the middle of June. So look forward to that week. It should be a great event, and hopefully on home soil, one of the Irish guys can at least get to the latter stages and make it interesting and hopefully win. So I'll be, you know, obviously that's one of the points of the season that you'll want to gear towards. And yeah, I'll go over and play USAM as well in August. So couple of really big amateur events there to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Ballyliffin, is that a course you would have played? You would have played much? I know it's the north part of the country, but it's a fair old trip from Belfast.
Yeah, I mean it's miles away from me as well. Obviously, it's miles away from a lot of places, I think, but it's
miles away from a lot of places in Donegal too.
Yeah, true. I remember we actually played a Fred Daly match on the Glacier course. And that's a number of years ago now. So I played a couple of times back then, and then we had home internationals there 2 years ago. That was on the old course. So we played the old course a good few times, which I assume is going to be one of the qualifying sites. But I haven't played the Glacier in a number of years now, but hopefully get up and for the weekend, have a couple of good practice rounds. But it's a great part of the world, obviously. Donegal, it's get a good day up there with a bit of sun. It's, you know, there's nowhere better, really.
Yeah. And so just coming back to this week before we finish. So the West of Ireland Championship, one you've gone well in before, just come up a little bit short.
Yeah, I've played pretty good around here. It's obviously a season starter for most guys. So there's a bit of rust on most of the players entering this week. So I guess you've got to accept you're going to hit quite a lot of bad shots out there. And hopefully you just have a few good shots out there and get it round in a decent score. But played pretty good over the years. I think I got beat by Liam Nolan maybe in the quarters a couple of years ago, and maybe came fifth in the stroke play when it was that year. So last couple times I've played, I've had decent results. So hopefully, you know, obviously just get the qualifying out of the way is the idea. You take whatever it takes to get through that. And then just start the match play, and obviously every match is back to square one, and try to treat it that way.
Yeah. So that's that year that you mentioned that Liam Nolan beat you in the quarterfinals. That was the first year that it went to down to 16 for match play.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think so. Back to 64 man match play this year. What's your view on that?
Yeah, I think for the West, I think the 64 is definitely the best format. The 16 format can work well in certain events. I just think this time of the year with the weather, you can be so unpredictable. So you could go out there and play pretty good golf for 3 days and miss the cut quite comfortably, just based on weather. So I think because of the unpredictability of the weather down here most years, 16 is probably a bit tight. So I think 64 is the format that suits, and we'll see how it goes this year, but hopefully they stick with that.